Lakhla Bish, the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary Ukrainian Greek Orthodox Church in Kragend, which has been a landmark in the agricultural community for just over three quarters of a century, was destroyed in an early morning blaze on July 2. Preliminary investigation points towards a lightning strike igniting the fire at around 4:50 a.m., according to John Kokotilo, the regional fire chief for Lakhla Bish County. The historical church site is situated on Range Road 134, just north of the Kragend Hall on Highway 55, about 25 kilometers from Lakhla Bish. Kokotilo said personnel from all five stations within Lakhla Bish County Fire Rescue Services responded to the blaze with individual resources and manpower as requested. On the site, which is also home to the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary Cemetery, the church's onion-shaped domes were visible in the charred remains of the church. The community celebrated the 80th birthday of the parish on May 31, 2025, Kokotilo said, adding the church had continued to be used as a place of worship through the years. The church had a significant place in the Kragend area since it was built in 1945 and served as a gathering point for the community, according to Carl Benick, president of Protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish. It certainly was part of the community for the last three generations, Benick said. It certainly served a purpose, and it was well respected throughout the years. He said it will be a loss to the entire community. As for what will go onto the site next, Benick said there are no plans to rebuild, as keeping such a facility going, especially in a rural area, is difficult. Financially, it's a bigger burden, he said. While a new church building is not in the cards, according to Benick, members of the parish are hoping that the site will become home to a commemorative monument in the future. The cemetery located on the grounds, he added, is still being used. We'll have some kind of a monument there, he stated. The church was about 1,000 square feet in size. Over the past eight decades, the church was the site of many weddings, baptisms, and funerals. It held a fair number of people, he said. The anniversary celebration of the church included Bishop David Matiak of Edmonton, three priests, a choir, and drew plenty of folks who turned out for occasion. The church was pretty full, Benick said, adding the celebration also included a banquet which was held at the Kragend Hall following the church service. It was a real nice gathering. Attendees shared memories they had of the church through the decades. The church had seen a lot of activity which has also kept the Ukrainian heritage of the area alive. We were doing the Ukrainian calendar Christmases and caroling, and Easters, he said. It's been an experience for us for sure. Benick said members of the community were actively involved in the cleanup of the site. An excavator was brought in to knock down the remainder of the building, and volunteers also showed up to lend a helping hand. It was hoped, he said, that the site would be completely cleared by July 5.